Cassette 2, Side 1, text begins on page 41.
M is termed a labial and is pronounced as in English. The first term is a Greek compound word, macrocosm, literally a great system. Hence the universe, in contradistinction to microcosm, a little system or world applied to man. Madhyamika, a Buddhist school of philosophy. The word means literally the middle way. The next series of terms are all compounds commencing with maha, a word signifying great. For example, maha bharata, maha the great, bharata descendants of bharata, implying thereby the great war fought by the descendants of bharata, namely the Kurus and the Pandavas. The Bhagavad Gita is an episode in a great epic. Mahabhutas, the seven great element principles. Mahabhuti, literally great wisdom or great universal mind, a northern Buddhistic term equivalent to Mahat, as defined in Hindu philosophy. Mahakalpa, literally a great time period, usually applied to a solar manvantara, which in turn is termed a maha manvantara. Maha maya, the great illusion. Maharshi, literally the great sage, an abbreviated form of maharishi. Mahatman, literally great self or great soul, a term applied to those great ones who devote themselves to the task of enlightening the human race. The chief of the spiritual hierarchy to which the Mahatmans belong is termed the Mahachohan. Mahayana, literally the great vehicle, the name of the northern Buddhistic school of philosophy. Mahayuga, a great age, the term applied to the sum of the four cyclic periods or yugas, 4,320,000 years. Mahat, literally the great, a term of Hindu philosophy equivalent to the divine intelligence or cosmic mind. In the secret doctrine, the aggregate of the divine and spiritual intelligences of our cosmos. Makara, literally a crocodile, the name of the 10th sign of the zodiac Capricornus, the sea goat. Manas, the mind principle, which becomes dual when manifesting in the human constitution. Hence it is divided into higher manas and lower manas. Manasik, the adjectival form of manas, hence the mental principle. Manasaputras, literally the sons of mind, also termed the solar pitris, the great benefactors of the human race, acting in the capacity of awakening the dormant mind principle during the third root race of humanity. Manava Dharma Shastra, the scripture of ancient India termed the laws of Manu. In addition to presenting the moral code, it presents metaphysical doctrines. Manomaya Kosha, literally the sheath builded of the mind, representing manas and karma in the sevenfold human constitution. Mantra, a poetic hymn, prayer, and incantation. Manus, the great regents or watchers of a planetary system. Manushya Buddha, literally human Buddha, a term applied to the watcher or guardian of a root race. Manvantara, a cyclic time period. When applied to a planet, it represents the period of activity throughout the life cycle of a planet, in contradistinction to a pralaya, which represents a planetary period of rest. Mara, literally the destroyer, the evil one, applied symbolically to the temptations which man has brought into being during his life, resulting from his thoughts and actions. Marga, literally the path, in Buddhism the path to liberation. Maruts, in exoteric literature the storm gods, esoterically those who assist in enlightening humanity. Maya, literally that which may be measured. In philosophy, that which is subject to change through decay and differentiation, hence termed the illusory world, illusion. Mayavirupa, literally the illusory form, esoterically the vehicle of projection. Meru, the name of the sacred mountain, regarded as the abode of the gods. Mesha, the name of the first sign of the zodiac, Aries the ram. Mina, the name of the 12th sign of the zodiac, Pisces the fishes. Mituna, the name of the 3rd sign of the zodiac, Gemini the twins. Moksha and Mukti, two words meaning freedom, liberation, equivalent in meaning to nirvana, freedom from the cycle of births. Mudra, a mystic sign or symbol, also a talisman, likewise applied to certain postures taken during meditation. Mula Prakriti, literally root matter, hence originate substance, prior to differentiation and manifestation. Myalba is a Tibetan term meaning a hell. Initial N is pronounced the same as in English. Nada literally means sound. Naga literally a serpent, but as the serpent was used as a symbol of immortality, as in the seal of the Theosophical Society, and wisdom, an initiate of ancient India was given the title of Naga. Thus, the name of a great Buddhist arhat was Nagarjuna. Naimitika pralaya, literally an occasional dissolution, implying an occurrence at infrequent intervals, hence applicable to a planet. Please observe that nai is pronounced as in the word naive, not as in nay. Naljor, a Tibetan word for holy man, an adept. Nama Rupa, literally the name and form, one of the 12 Nidanas, signifying the personality. Nastika, a non-believer in the sense of not believing in the orthodox deities of the pantheon. Nidanas, the 12 bonds or fetters of Buddhism, which bind a person to the wheel of life. These bonds, then, are the causes for existence. Nirmana Kaya, literally the body which is builded, hence the vehicle that is maintained by one who has renounced Nirvana, therefore a Buddha of compassion. Nirvana, the state of absolute consciousness as well as absolute existence, entered into by the ego of one who has attained the highest degree of perfection and holiness, usually when the death of the body occurs. The state is attainable during the life of a Buddha or an individual of comparable status. Nirvanin, one who has attained nirvana, equivalent to a Jivan Mukta, a freed monad. Nitya Manvantara and Nitya Pralaya. Since Nitya signifies constant, continuous, these terms apply to the continual processes of regeneration and decay occurring in the life of the cells of a body, whether of a man or a planet or a solar system. Nitya Sarga, the state of constant creation or evolution. Nivritti, literally flowing back or an infolding, hence involution in contradistinction to pravritti, evolution. Niyama, restraint of the mind, achieved by controlling one's thoughts. Noumenon, a Greek philosophical term signifying the true essential nature of being, as distinguished from the illusive objects of sense, the latter applying to the phenomenal world. Nous, a Platonic term for the higher mind, distinct from psyche, the lower mind. Nyaya, one of the 6 darshanas or schools of philosophy, the system of Hindu logic founded by the Rishi Gautama. Nyima, a Tibetan term for the sun. Nyingpo, a Tibetan term equivalent to Alaya, the world soul, also termed Tsang. O is pronounced as in the word O. Om is an alternative form of the Sanskrit mystical syllable Aum, see whom. Familiarized by the Tibetan mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, the jewel in the lotus. Amitabha is the Chinese form of Amitabuddha, also Amitabha. In Sanskrit, Amritabuddha, the immortal enlightened one applied to Gautama Buddha. P is pronounced as in English, Padma, the lotus. Pali is the language in which the principal scriptures of Buddhism have been preserved. Pancha koshas, literally the five sheaths into which man is divided in the Vedantic philosophy, the sheaths encompassing Atman, man's divine principle. Pancha sila, the Sanskrit equivalent of the Pali word pansil, signifying the five precepts of Buddhism, namely compassion, honesty, purity, sincerity, and temperance, which every lay disciple of Buddhism promises to endeavor to follow. Panchasya, literally five-faced or five-headed. Panchen Rinpoche, literally jewel of wisdom, the Tibetan title of the Tashi Lama. Pandavas, the sons of Pandu, who opposed the Kurus in the great war of the Mahabharata. Para, beyond, far, distant. Parabrahman, literally beyond Brahman, hence the boundless all, absoluteness, the omnipresent, eternal, boundless, and immutable principle. Parama, the most distant, hence the supreme. Paramartha, artha, aim, purpose, hence the supreme reality. Paramartha satya, absolute truth. Paramatman, the supreme soul or spirit of the universe, regarded as the source of Atman. Paramita, a virtue or perfection. Paranirvana, the highest nirvana, attainable at the conclusion of the Mahakalpa or solar cycle. Paranishpana, a state equivalent to Paranirvana. Parashakti, the great force, one of the six forces of nature, that of light and heat. Paratantra, rules or rights. Hence in philosophy, that which exists only through a dependent or causal connection. Parikarpita, that which is invented or created. Hence in philosophy, that which is erroneous. Parna, a leaf, used symbolically in the stanzas of Dhyan in connection with man, who is regarded as a Saptaparna, the seven-leafed man plant. Patala, commonly rendered a hell, because it is the lowest of the seven talas. Pahala, fruit, in philosophy the fruit or result of causes. Phren, a fit Pythagorean term, equivalent to Kama Manas, that is, lower Manas. Pishachas, in southern Indian folklore regarded as ghosts or demons, also in the Puranas, the fading remnants of the astral shades or denizens of Kama Loka. Pitris, literally fathers, signifying beings superior to the human kingdom, divisible into two main classes, termed lunar Pitris and solar Pitris. The lunar petries supplied the forms for the humans of the first root race. The solar petries assisted the human race by awakening the dormant mind principle during the third root race. Pitripati, literally the Lord of the Fathers, signifying the Lord of the Moon. Prabhavapyaya, that whence all originates and into which all things resolve at the end of the life cycle. Pradhana, that which is placed before, hence the first, the principle. In philosophy, the original source of the visible or material universe, equivalent to Akasha. Prajapati, literally the Lord of Progeny, a name applied to Brahma as the Lord of creation. Prajna, wisdom, regarded as the seventh paramita. Prakriti, in philosophy, the originating substance, regarded as the source and origin of the substance side of the manifested universe. Prakritika pralaya, literally dissolution of matter, applied to a total dissolution of the solar system. Pralaya, literally dissolution, signifying a period of rest. Prana, in theosophical literature, the life principle in man. Pranamaya kosha, in Vedantic philosophy, one of the five sheaths, literally the sheath of life. Pranayama, literally restraint of the breath, one of the practices of Hatha yoga. Pratyagatman, generally rendered individual soul. Pratyahara, generally rendered withdrawal in connection with yoga practices. The fifth stage of yoga, withdrawing the consciousness inwards towards spiritual things. Pratyeka Buddha, since Pratyeka signifies for oneself alone, the term is applied to a Buddha who attains nirvana for oneself alone, in contradistinction to a Buddha of compassion who renounces nirvana. Pratyekayana, literally the path for oneself alone, applied to a Pratyeka Buddha. Pravritti, literally a flowing forth, hence an unfolding of what is within or evolution. Prithivi, the earth. Prithivi Tattva, the cosmic element principle of earth. Puranas, literally the ancients, a term applied to a collection of symbolical and allegorical writings, mythological in character. There are 18 such scriptures. Purusha, commonly rendered man, likewise the animating principle in man. In Sankhya philosophy, rendered spirit, in contradistinction to Prakriti, matter. R is pronounced as in English. Rajas is one of the three gunas, or characteristic qualities, namely the quality of activity. Raja Yoga, literally kingly union, the true system of developing one's spiritual powers and the attainment of union with one's higher self. Rakshasa, popularly regarded as a devil. In the Ramayana, the Rakshasas are regarded as the giant inhabitants of the former continent of Lanka. Esoterically, they represent the Atlanteans. Rama, the hero of the Ramayana, regarded as an avatara of Vishnu. Ramayana, one of the great epics of India, consisting of some 48,000 lines of poetry, narrating the feats and adventures of Rama. Rasa, the sense of taste. Rasa, the mystery dance performed by Krishna and his gopis, the shepherdesses. Rashi Chakra, the zodiac, literally the zodiacal circle. Rashi, one division of the zodiac, that is 1/12. Ratna, a jewel. Ratnavabhasa kalpa, the age in which all sexual difference will have ceased to exist, and birth will take place in the anupapadaka mode, as in the second and third root races. Esoteric philosophy teaches that it will take place at the end of the sixth and during the seventh and last root race in this round. Ratri, night. Ravana, the sovereign of the Rakshasas of Lanka, who carried off Sita, thus bringing about the great war described in the Ramayana. Rig Veda, literally the hymn Veda or Veda of praise, the most ancient sacred book of the Hindus, consisting of 1,017 hymns. Writes H.P. Blavatsky, it is recorded in occultism as having been delivered by great sages on Lake Manasarovara beyond the Himalayas dozens of thousands of years ago. From the Theosophical Glossary, page 277. Rishabha, the name of the zodiacal sign Taurus, the bull. Rishi, a seer or sage. The Vedic hymns of the four Vedas are attributed to the rishis of ancient India. Rupa, a form. In the enumeration of the senses, rupa is termed sight. Ruta, the name of one of the last islands of Atlantis, which perished ages before Poseidonis, which latter represents the Atlantis of Plato. In Sanskrit, there are three sibilants, but no Z sound. The hard sibilant is pronounced as in the English word sum. The S with a diacritical mark is best described in this manner. Place the tongue against the teeth as though to pronounce the English word chair. Now move the tongue away from the teeth and pronounce the word share, and you will pronounce sharira correctly. The sha sound is pronounced as in she or ship. Shabda, sound. In the Mahabharata, Shabda is regarded as being sevenfold. Sakaya Diti, a Pali term signifying the false belief, Diti, that the Sakaya, the group of components which form the body, is permanent and unchanging. Hence the delusion concerning the unchanging personality. Sakridagamin, literally, once coming, applied to one who will receive birth only once more, before nirvana is reached. Shakti, power, the active female energy of a deity, usually regarded as his consort or wife, especially in popular Hinduism. In the secret doctrine, force, and the six forces of nature synthesized, also applied to universal energy. Shakya, the family name of Gautama Buddha, who was a descendant of the Shakyas. Hence he was termed Shakyamuni, meaning the sage of the Shakyas. Sama, a particular kind of sacred verse intended to be chanted. Sama Veda, literally the Veda of chants, one of the four Vedas. Samadhi, literally directing together, uniting. Hence perfect union of all the faculties, the eighth stage of yoga, the attainment of which enables the practitioner to enter a state of ecstasy and trance, bordering on the attainment of nirvanic consciousness. Samana, the name of one of the five pranas, termed vital breaths, which sustain the physical body. Samana controls digestion and assimilation and therefore carries on the chemical processes within the body. Samapatti, literally coming together. In Raja Yoga, a term for absolute concentration. This state is the last stage of development before the possibility of entering into samadhi is reached. Shambhala. In the Puranas, a village in which it is prophesied that the Kalki avatara will appear towards the end of Kali Yuga. Occultism places the locality in the Himalayas. Sambhogakaya. Literally, the body that lasts continuously, the second of the three vestures of glory renounced by bodhisattvas in order to remain on earth as nirmanakayas. Sangha, an assembly. In Buddhism, the whole collective brotherhood of monks. Samsara, literally wandering through, hence passing through a succession of states, as in the circuit of worldly existence. Often rendered transmigration, metempsychosis. In Tibetan, korba. Samskara, literally putting together, accumulations, hence the resultant of actions or karmic consequences. In Buddhism, the second of the 12 nidanas and the fourth of the skandhas, with special reference to the mental habits and tendencies. In brief, mental deposits. Samvriti, literally covering, hiding. In philosophy, a false conception brought about by regarding Maya as reality. Therefore, Samvriti Satya signifies relative truth. Samyak, literally perfect. In connection with Sambuddha, the compound Samyak Sambuddha means the fully awakened one who is spiritually enlightened, a title given to Gautama the Buddha by his disciples. Sandhya, literally a juncture, union, especially the juncture of day and night, morning or evening twilight, hence applied to the close of a yuga or kalpa. Sandhya is usually rendered a dawn. Sandhyansha, the same as Sandhya, hence Sandhyansha is usually applied to the twilight of a yuga or kalpa. Shani, the name of the planet Saturn. Sanjna, consciousness. In Buddhism, one of the five skandhas, rendered perception. Shankaracharya, the great religious reformer of India and teacher of the Vedanta philosophy, regarded as an avatara. Sankhya, a system of philosophy founded by the Rishi Kapila, one of the six darshanas or schools of philosophy, a system of analytical metaphysics set forth in the aphorisms of Kapila, is entitled the Sankhya Karika. Sannyasin, a practitioner of sannyasa, renunciation of worldly bonds in order to devote oneself to intellectual and spiritual culture.
Concluded on cassette 2, side 2.